Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. It doesn't make a difference what you've been told. Amen, New Beginnings is not just for the young. We still have a life that's worthwhile. Amen, amen, amen. We do thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday, and we do thank you for tuning in. For those of you who are listening by internet, you can call in. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. You can call in and be a part of this Bible discussion. Amen. We are an interactive Bible study. That means you can call in and you can participate. Before we get started, we're going to have prayer from Dr. Suzanne. She's going to have prayer, and then we're going to move in to our subject for this evening. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we praise your name, dear Lord, and we thank you, Father. And we thank you, Lord, because you're Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you, Father God, because you're God of all creation. We thank you, Father God, because you are our King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords, and there is no us without you, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, because you're merciful, dear Lord, and because you're faithful.
Thank you, dear Lord.
We just lift up our leaders this evening,
yes.
Father God. Our leaders in government, local, national. Our leaders in the workplace and in our communities, Father God.
Yes.
We ask you, Lord, to teach them, Father God, to be merciful, Father God, to teach them, Father God, to overwhelm them, Father God, with the love that you have for the poor and for the needy, Father God, that they would serve those that they represent, Father God, fairly, Father God, and
yes.
with a heart of mercy, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, and we lift up those that are hungry and that are poor, Father God, that you will give them good things to eat, Father
yes.
God.
Yes.
And that you will satisfy all of their needs, Father God, their material needs, Father God, their physical needs, and their spiritual needs
mm-hmm.
as well, dear Lord, and
yes.
their financial. I thank you, Father God, that you would lift up those who have been lonely, Father God, that you would bring people around them, Father God, to comfort them, Father God, and to speak life to them, Father God, to bring
yes.
them joy. And, Father God, we ask a special prayer, Father God, for the refugees and their children, Father God, that you would watch over them, Father God, and our leadership, Father God, would be provoked, Father God, to treat the refugees, Father God, the way that
yes.
Jesus would, Father God,
yes.
with a loving heart, Father God, with the people who welcome the stranger into our home and make them feel comfortable, Father. In the name of Jesus, that they will be reminded. I thank you, Lord, that all those who claim the name of Jesus, Father God, will truly walk in that claim, that they
yes,
would understand
yes.
what it means to claim to be a Christian, that it's not just a title to use for status, Father God, but it is a calling, that there's
yes.
a servant's attitude that should go with it, Father
yes.
God, and that they will be true about it. I thank you, Father God, that you would just bless the grieving, Father God, those that are grieving and sad at this time of year, Father God, is sometimes
yes,
difficult. It's the time, the winter time is the time of dying, Father God, and where you see creation dying around us and nature responding to it, dear Lord. But in waiting for the spring to come, when life comes back, Father God, that you would just watch over and bless those people, Father God, that are grieving and going through periods of sadness and depression.
Yes.
Father God, bless the relationships, dear Lord.
Yes,
the relationships between parent and child, Father God, between the relationships between sisters and brothers, Father God, and family members and neighbors and community, and even sisters and brothers in the church, Father God, that you just bless those relationships. Let there be reconciliation, Father God, as we
yes,
continue
God.
In this Advent season.
Yes.
Father God, we lift up Stuart and Matthew and Katrina, Beverly,
yes.
Pearl, James, Diane, Kim, and Brian right now in the name of Jesus for healing, Father, because we know that every stripe that Jesus shed was for the diseases that are in the earth,
yes.
Father. And we ask you that you would also bless their caretakers, Father God, such as Elaine and Cleo and Bill and Pastor and Prophetess Davis and James, that you would bless them as well, that you would strengthen them, Father God, that they would not be weary in well-doing.
Yes.
Father God, bless our children and bless our elderly,
yes.
dear Lord. In Jesus' sweet, sweet, sweet holy name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. As we move forward, this is the 26th day of December, and we pray that your celebration on the 25th was a celebration of honoring God and a time to share with your families, amen, a time of unity and a time to share with families, friends, and so on and so forth.
Happy birthday, Jesus. Yes,
yes.
The title for today, the title for today, amen, is The Cost of Commitment. We can hear someone in the background. Please mute your mic or your phone, rather. The Cost of Commitment. The Cost of Commitment. And this topic that we are coming from is Joshua 24, 1 through 3, 13 through 15, and 21 through 24. Let me repeat that again. Joshua 24, 1 through 3, 13 through 15, 21 through 24. Now, as we move forward on this, the theme here is Joshua is challenged to choose whether to serve God or idols is relevant to our time as well. Let me say that again. Joshua's challenge to choose whether to serve God or idols is relevant in our time as well. Even though that was in the Old Testament, it's relevant to our time as well. And like the Hebrew people going to the land of promise, we today need to repent of the times that we have failed to make God our highest priority.
Amen.
We need to respond to Joshua's challenge to turn away from idols and serve God wholeheartedly. We, the people of God, today, we need to respond to Joshua's challenge to turn away from idols and serve God wholeheartedly. Now, someone may say, even though that this was a time, in fact, you know what, I didn't even go through the scripture. That's the theme, the direction that I want to go. And as I read from the Word of God, and yours, your Bible may read a little different. It says, then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your ancestors, Terah and his sons Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and made his offsprings many. In 13, I gave you a land in which you had not labored, and towns that you had not built, and you live in them, and you eat the fruit of the vineyards and the olive yards that you did not plant. Now, therefore, reveal the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. In 15, it says, now if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day from whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are choosing to live. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In 21, and the people said to Joshua, no, we will serve the Lord. Then Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourself that you have chosen the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. And he said then, put away the foreign gods that are among you and incline your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. The people said to Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and him we will obey. Faithfulness. Here God is talking, and he's talking as the author, and he's talking about the covenant and Israel as a people. He's talking about the where they came from, the idols, and we're going to twist this and we're going to turn it to the day and how we are choosing to serve as well. Here, he's talking about how Yahweh is reviewing all his past blessings of the subjects. He's talking about the past blessings of the subjects. And if we think about today, we think about, and we relate it as relevant today, the past blessings that God has chose to pour upon us. There are many things that we have gone through in our lives, and God has brought us out, even though we were not serving God wholeheartedly before we came to Christ.
Amen.
Before we came to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't born into Christ. We came in as sinful people. We came as sinners. And as we went through our journey, there were things that we loved more than God.
Mm-hmm.
We chose that car more than God. We chose that money more than God. We chose other things over God. And what I want to relate to you is, even though that during this time they had idols at that time, we have idols in our lives. Anything that pulls us or takes us away from serving God wholeheartedly is an idol.
Amen.
Anything that takes you or I away from serving God wholeheartedly, that we love, that with time we put into whatever it is that we are putting it into, that becomes our idol. Now I want you to reflect on your life. Is there anything that pulled you away from serving God wholeheartedly?
I think as a teenager, trying to be with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that being with the crowd. You wanted to be with the crowd.
Right, to get approval of their peers. You
okay.
Know what
acceptance.
Say.
Yeah.
So, right, acceptance. Mm-hmm. So, just maybe mm-hmm. there were things that I should have spoke up on that I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Doing things that you didn't even agree with, but you did it just so you could be part of the group.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just say that I fell in that myself.
Look back on it, it's crazy. But even as adults, sometimes we even may fall into that same trap, you know, if we're not clear, you know, where or if we're not strong enough or sturdy enough to know that, nah, you know what, if somebody's talking bad about your leader or coming down on that sister, that brother, Are we bold enough to walk away or say I'm not going to, reply or come into agreement with you? You know, I've seen a lot, and even myself being transparent, I have stood there. And when you don't say anything, that means that you're agreeing because you're just with the whatever's going forth. And that's not good. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to speak up, you know, even mm-hmm. though we might be placed on the outs. I'm laughing mm-hmm. because, you know, this journey is mm-hmm. a trip. But we have Amen. To stand firm. We definitely have to stand firm and be not only accountable, but be righteous in our thinking and our acting, not of our own righteousness, but of what Christ expects of us.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. Amen.
You know, because then we're putting those people as idols because we're putting them before what God thinks or how he would do mm-hmm. it. You know, and mm-hmm. then that they become an idol because we want to be with the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My God.
How many times when we know that we should have been serving God, there's something mm-hmm. that we should have been doing, serving God, and we chose because we had that passion to want to do something different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here in Joshua, you know, he makes a comment, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's going to be a little twist on it. I'm going to add on to that later as we get, you know, toward the end of that. But when we look at 24, 1 through 3, mm-hmm. Joshua, is what he did was he gathered all of the tribes of Israel. He mm-hmm. summoned them to present to them, to remind them that what God had done.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that don't focus on your past. Don't focus on your past. And he's telling those of you who live beyond the Euphrates and serve other gods, he's talking to those that had served God prior, meaning that you don't have to do that now. You can turn your life around. You don't have to serve other gods. And Joshua here, he's almost pretty much, he's telling them that this is a covenant, this is a law, this is a preamble. He's talking about the history of what they have gone through and their ancestors before them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's letting them know that through their history, at that this introduction of the law that Yahweh is talking and reviewing over their past, do not forget about your past blessings. Do not forget about your past mm-hmm. blessings.
That's good.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Good.
We
That's
can't
good.
We can't forget about what where we have come from.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It's almost like he's here telling you your memory is short. Your mind is short.
Mm-hmm.
What don't you remember?
God has done so much for you. He has done so much for you. Listen, when we start looking at even in Exodus, in Exodus it talks about the Egyptian armies that had attacked and were defeated. How God, and he uses the term hornet. Hornet referring to God chasing your enemies away.
Mm.
It doesn't make a difference how many they were. But God always came to your rescue.
Mm. Amen. Amen.
There's a repetition here. There's a repetition that goes on in saying, and it says
that he's using the pronoun I, using the pronoun I took, I gave, I assigned, I sent, I sent, I afflicted, I brought, and I delivered.
Amen.
That's
there
good.
Is only one God that we can serve.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I am that I am. There is only one God that we can serve. And the Bible talks that we should serve no other God.
Amen.
And here Joshua is reminding them of the past blessings. Don't forget about where you come from. Don't forget about when God rescued you in that time of need. And because of our human nature, we tend to forget.
Mm.
We tend to forget. As the body of Christ, we tend to forget. Yes, we are serving, Lord, but only you can answer that. That's between you and God. Are you serving God wholeheartedly? There is a cost to commitment. There is a cost. It does not come without a price.
Amen.
That's good.
As we go on, and Joshua, in Joshua 13, it says, I gave you a land. Think, I gave you a land on which you had not labored. Joshua's reminding them, I gave you a land which you had not labored. What does that mean? And towns that you had not built. And you live in them and you eat fruit of the vineyards and olives that you did not plant. Now think about this. He's saying he's just reminiscing in terms of what God is saying. I gave you a land. Yahweh gave you a land which you had not labored. You didn't do no work. And towns which you did not build. You came and lived in these towns that was already built. And you live in them and you eat the fruit of the vineyards. Meaning that there was something already grown. You didn't get out there and toil for those vineyards and those olive yards. You didn't toil over that. You didn't plant anything. You just walked into your blessing.
Amen.
And then in 14 it says, now therefore, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because all of these things that you have received was given to you.
Amen.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm.
It was given to you.
Mm-hmm.
You walked into your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You walked into that job that just opened up for you. You walked into that situation where someone else, you was blessed over someone else.
Favor.
Eating every day.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't go out and plan anything. But yet you have food to eat every day. You have food on your table. And here in 14 it says, now revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity. What does that mean, sincerity? That means that he don't want any fakes up in here.
Amen.
You can't come here and play it out and get away with it. It does not work.
Amen.
Serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. And if you're serving him in sincerity and in faithfulness, you're going to put away the gods that are pulling you away from the one and truly God. If you are serving God in sincerity, then you're going to put away anything else that's pulling you, that's taking you away from serving God wholeheartedly. Let me tell you something, my brothers and my sister. God wants us as a whole. He doesn't want part of us. He wants all of us, all of you, all of me. Not one day on Sundays, and on Mondays all of a sudden there's a different story. God wants you all the time. And that's only you can answer that. Are you serving him wholeheartedly? Sure, I know I go to church. Sure, I know I sing in a choir. Sure, I know I'm preaching. But are you serving him wholeheartedly? Are you giving God your all and all? And Joshua here, he is appealing to the Israelites. He's letting them know that everything that you have was given to you. You were blessed by it. God blessed you with everything that you have. So if God blessed you, shouldn't you serve him wholeheartedly? Shouldn't you serve him with sincerity and faithfulness? And he's saying it doesn't make a difference what your ancestors did if they served other gods. He says, put away your gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt and served the Lord. So just because whatever your generation did prior to you doesn't mean that you have to follow that. If your generation came from an alcoholic, if they were alcoholics, doesn't mean that you have to be an alcoholic.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
Come on now. Come on. Come on now. Come on. Get serious with me now. Okay?
It's good. It's good.
It's in all of our families. How many times have we said that because it's generational?
Mm-hmm.
It's generational.
It's
well, mm-hmm. My ancestors did it, and that's why I do it.
Mm-hmm.
If they were not serving God wholeheartedly, then Joshua's saying here to the Israelites, he said, put it away. Don't reflect on the past. Don't reflect on that. If you want to reflect on anything, let's look for the future. Not you, but the generations after you. Now, therefore, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. And it goes on to 15, says, now if you are unwilling, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether your gods, your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living, but as for me and my household, let me tell you what I'm going to do, people. For me and my household, we will serve the Lord. That's a strong declaration. For me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Okay, my child is a little wayward. For me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Okay, there's confusion within the family. For me and my household, we will serve the Lord. God wants all of us. All of us.
Yes.
And what he's saying to the Israelites here, do not follow the same pattern that your ancestors followed. Do not serve the same gods that your ancestors served. And he's saying, choose who you will serve. Choose who you will serve. Will you serve the gods that your ancestors served in the region beyond the river of the gods and beyond the river of the gods, meaning that all they did was serve idols? They worshiped idols. Now, the Amorites, these are the ones that came in and they were considered highland mountaineers who inhabited the land of Canaan. They just came on in and inhabited. God sent them there, and they just came in and inhabited. They followed the Lord. And what Joshua is saying here is that you need to choose who you will serve. And I don't know if you ever heard of that saying that you cannot straddle the fence. You can't serve two gods.
Amen.
I can't serve two gods.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Choose who you will serve. I remember a pastor used to make a comment, you have to watch how you feel. Well, I don't feel like going to church today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like forgiving them. I don't feel like smiling today. Watch how you feel. Watch those emotions. They go up and they go down. If anything, be steadfast. God has already told us how we're supposed to walk, how we're supposed to act. God has already given us that. Commitment and choices. There are choices. There's commitments. There's choices. We have to be thankful for God's grace. For God's grace. How God has blessed us from the past up to now. Even though that we were wayward, even though that we fell short, God still loved us and picked us up where we were and turned our lives around. So if he did that for you and if he did it for me, don't you think he can do it for that other person who is wayward? Don't you think he can do it for that child who is wayward? I always say the power of the tongue. If you're going to say anything, use God's words. Use his promises. Speak life, not death.
Amen.
Speak life. Speak life. Any comments? The mics are open. Not everybody at one time.
It's all good. It's all good, brother. You are definitely opening up and taking us there. It is definitely good.
This is for the body of Christ. I'm speaking now.
Yes.
I'm speaking for me. I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm not pointing at anyone.
Yes.
We are
all of us.
Sin and
all of us.
Short
yes.
from the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants the body of Christ to step up to where you belong.
Mm-hmm.
As men and women of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not walking below your blessings, but walking on your blessings. Believing and receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're getting ready to go into a new year.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know where that's going to take us.
Amen.
But as for Joshua, what he says, I say the same thing. As for me and my house, we will serve. It does make a difference what it looks like. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. There's a government shutdown. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
It doesn't make a difference what it looks like.
Hmm.
As the body of Christ, we have to be steadfast.
Amen.
The cost of commitment. The cost of commitment. To be committed. Oh my goodness! I just thought about it. You know, back in school when we were playing sports. Think about the commitment. You had to get up. For those of you that played sports or was involved in anything, you had to do it whether you wanted to or not. But when it was all over, when the grand finale was there, you could see the benefits of it.
Mm-hmm.
Getting up when you didn't feel like getting up.
Mm-hmm.
But you got up and you did it.
Mm-hmm. For the body.
For the body.
For the group.
For the group.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
A team player. I'm going to do my part, so let me be there. Let me be there. The cost of commitment. Anytime there's a commitment made, there's going to be a cost. There's going to be a cost.
Amen.
But the beautiful thing about it is,
and like the word says, for much is given, much is required.
Much is, amen.
That's right.
But you know what the beautiful thing about it is?
It's all good.
That your commitment will never go unnoticed. God sees it. And
he
God
sure
rewards accordingly.
Right.
You're not doing it for nothing.
And for no one but for God. They whatever good that we do or whatever we say, whether it be in word or deed, you're right. The bottom line is God. They reap the benefits of it. But God, it's God that gives us the reward of it. We're not looking for the reward of men, but it's the reward of God, thy good and faithful servant, well done. That type of thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
God
only
cares
what we
about
do.
You and I.
Amen.
God cares about you and I. God cares.
Yes, he does.
He loves us. The only thing that's in the way is us.
Is us. You're so right. You're so right.
We're the only way that's only one that's preventing all everything that God wants to do for us. Your work is not going unnoticed. And sometimes the world may make you think that way or make you feel that what you're doing
it's in vain.
God sees it all.
Yeah.
God sees it all. God knows it all. He knows what you're going through. He knows the struggles. When you got to get up out of that bed and you're tired to go to that job, he knows the struggles. But guess what? He also knows the struggles when it's time for you to be in the house of the Lord. I remember there was a word once again, there was someone that said, it was a pastor that made a comment. He could not understand it. You'll get up and go to your job and be on time, but you won't come to the house of the Lord.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And guess who gave you that job for you to be on time?
Right.
Guess who gave it to you? Who put you in that position?
Mm-hmm.
And here Joshua is reminding me, don't forget about your past. Don't forget about how you got here. Don't forget about that. Don't forget. Commitment and choices. God's faithfulness to Abraham continued through the lines of the descendants right up to the time of Joshua. God cares. He cares for us. He cares for you. He cares for me. And Joshua's saying right here that God cares for the people who was extensively, and he's talking about even those including God's action to prevent Balaam and the evil prophet from cursing them. He was talking about their long history of faithfulness. Joshua's reminded the people that God was blessing them and protecting them. He had been doing that for generations. And even now, they're living in a land for which they did not toil, in cities they did not build, and eating from vineyards and olive groves that they did not plant. God's grace is extended from generation to generation. Even though they were still worshiping idols, God was still, he was still there. He loved them. He loved them. He loves you. He loves me. It doesn't make a difference where we've fallen short. God understands. He loves us.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm appealing to you right now. The cost of commitment. Taking it a little, taking it to another level. We need to take it to another, wherever you are, we need to take it to another level and watch God do it. Listen, watch God show off. I always say that, watch God show off. He loves showing off. He loves showing off.
Showing us off.
Love people that they say is wrong.
Yeah.
He loves it. Let him show off for you. Let him show off for me. Any comments?
Amen. I love this, too, about you saying how being committed, how it costs to be committed. In that commitment, you have to have accountability. You got to show accountability in what you do with God. And God is looking for us. When we say we're going to serve God, we're going to do what God has called us to do, we got to be accountable for it and be sincere. And sometimes we got to let those things that's not like God to be committed to him, because we can't bring on that baggage.
Yeah.
We can't bring on that negativity and be think that we could be committed to God. Because what? God does things decent in order.
All right.
Amen.
And so when you come to God, you got to come correct with your commitment. And then check this. With your commitment, also with that commitment, you got to be effective in your commitment with God.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that you're committed to, be effective.
Mm-hmm.
Allow it to be a blessing. I realize when we are committed to God, we are ministering.
Yes.
We're ministering to the people as well. So as you're ministering, make sure your ministering is effective, that somebody's being blessed by your commitment to God.
And I'd like to bounce off that. It's so good to hear you, Pastor Rose. And I would like to bounce off. Yes, praise the Lord. You know, and that commitment. I almost lost my thought, but Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost. But that commitment also will become a worship to God
as
we do. as we do, as we go and as we do, as we minister, that will be a ministering worship to God.
Mm.
As we
yes.
as we pour out, we give back to him.
Amen.
That worship of life, of our lifestyle, of our life ministering
mm-hmm.
to others. That's
mm.
good, Pastor Rose.
Amen. Amen.
That's good. That's good.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We think worship, a lot of times a lot of people think worship is just hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But our very life should be a worship.
Absolutely.
What we do should be a worship. Whatever we do should
Amen.
Exemplify Christ.
Amen.
And what did he do? He was committed to serving God, even though he was God. But as a son,
Amen.
He worshiped through his life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, through all of that, even through all of that, you know,
mm-hmm.
And Joshua, even though he's talking to the people of Israel, he's calling the people to return to the covenant.
Yeah.
Listen, we have a covenant with God.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling them, you return to the covenant. Turn to the relationship of trust and in loving God.
Mm-hmm.
Loving God. Not fearing God, but loving God. Make a commitment to worship. And worship God alone. Not worshiping
I like that.
God with other idols, but worshiping God alone. Serving the Lord with sincerity, with faithfulness.
Right.
Did you say not feeling God, but worshiping God? Is that what you said?
Worshiping God with sincerity, worshiping God with sincerity and faithfulness. Worshiping with sincerity and faithfulness.
Mm-hmm. And that goes beyond our feeling. Like you were saying, I don't like the pastor said. I don't feel like going to church, but you can get up and go to work. Or I don't feel like being on time, but you could be on time for work. So it's going beyond our feelings. If I'm getting that, it's going beyond our feelings.
Yes.
Of how we feel to do and just do.
Amen. Amen.
A lot of us have lost our passion for Christ.
Yeah.
Make it till you make it. That's what they used to tell us at church. You know, like, fake it till you make it. So if you, like, coming in, especially for young mothers, you come to church and you've wrestled with the kids, getting them ready and driving and everything. You walk in the church door after you've just been fussing at everybody, and it's like, praise the Lord, but you really aren't there. So you come in and just get into the worship, get into the atmosphere, and fake it till you make it. Fake it, get into it, go through the motions until it becomes you, you know, until you get into it. You can't look at your feelings. You can't. Your feelings have nothing to do with your spirit. We cannot be, and you'll be on an emotional roller coaster if it's always about how you feel.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm. Amen.
This is a good topic.
Here, as we come to a closing, here Joshua is talking as a nation and their journey. This is a journey, and he's requesting them to have a new focus, one of exclusivity in its devotion to the Lord, and where there is trust, and the trust is evident in their words and in their actions. It's evident in their words and their actions. The cost of commitment. Joshua, after making his household pledge, for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. He verbally questions the people's commitment. And what did they do?
They affirm their commitment to the Lord and accept their responsibility for their change and their religious beliefs, their piety.
Amen. Amen.
Joshua repeats it again, his expectations, so that they will discard all of those gods that their families worshiped, their past families, their present families. He repeated it so that they would discard, get rid of all, anything that is not of God, anything that's pulling you away from God. God wants us all. God wants us all. He doesn't want part of us. He wants it all.
That's good. That's good.
Any comments as we come to our close?
And one point I wanted to talk about, I know I'm coming at the end of it. When it said at
That's
the 15th
right.
verse, the last part, it says, but as for me and my house will serve the Lord. When I look at that, not just the natural, but the house, your house, that every prior being inside, my arms, my legs, my mouth.
That's good.
You know, are going to serve the Lord.
That's good.
And sometimes when your legs and your arm ain't working, it's not working, don't want to do right, you got to say, oh, we're going to praise the Lord this morning.
Oh, that's good.
And
because
be gone, because I'm going to lift up my hands and I'm going to surrender unto God. When you want to go into a dance and your legs start acting up, you're going to say, legs, nerves, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to give him a praise because of all what he's done for me.
Oh, that's
Hallelujah.
Good.
My mouth, I'm going to open up my mouth and give him praise and give him worship.
Yes.
And so
yes,
those things are our body inside. That's my family. Amen. That is my
house. Wow.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
That I'm going to give the Lord today.
Yes.
You got to speak to the arthritis. In the name of Jesus, arthritis, we are serving God today.
Woo, that's good. That's good.
Hallelujah.
And so when I look at
Hallelujah.
That, I say, this house that I house in, we're going to serve the Lord.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
That's so good.
Yes.
That's
yes.
so good.
You know.
Yes.
I'm going to praise you this
Hallelujah.
Morning. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm going to give you glory.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
We got to praise him this morning because I thank you for bringing down the swelling in my feet.
Woo.
You got to praise him for that.
Yes.
You got to praise him for that.
Yes. That's a good word. That's a good word.
That is good.
That's a good word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ah,
hallelujah.
Glory.
And you know, when you mentioned that, the first thing that came to my mind is there's so much going on, prostate cancer, all kinds of things going on right now. And you thought, hey, listen, speaking of that, listen, even though the one I'm going through, we're still going to serve the Lord. I don't care what man says. I don't care what the doctor says. For me and my house, I like that. We will serve the Lord.
That's good.
I love it. I love it. Listen, right now, there's an attack on the body. There's an attack on the body.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Listen, we do thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in. We do thank you.
This was
great. I'm sorry. I feel so many. Yes, praise the Lord. The cost of commitment. The cost of commitment. And the question goes back. Just affirming your commitment. Confirming your commitment to the Lord. Only you know that.
Yeah.
Confirming your commitment. Nothing gets in the way from you serving the Lord wholeheartedly.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We do thank you for tuning. We do thank you for tuning in once again. For those of you who are listening by internet, you can go to the archive and you can pull up any of the talks that we've had. Amen. Be a blessing to someone. Amen. As we go into this new year. Thank you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Good night.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.
No matter what you mean.